Well, hello guys. Now I'm gonna ramble on a bit here. Try and bear with me. Now us being guys, we all know that femmes cost money. In other words, their company and sex is never free, is it? But I've been brought up, and a lot of us have been brought up in a society where that's just the case. So we think it's normal. For instance, you go back way time when you got to go on a date with a femme. You usually ended up paying for it. Then you know, when you think about it, you could have got a femme of the night, probably for a lot cheaper. And you would have got what you wanted. So when you think about it, all femmes are really femmes of the night. So if a man just goes and gets himself a femme of the night, he's just basically cutting all the bullshit out. And generally, in the long run, it'll cost him less. I'll tell you a little story about me. As you know, sometimes I'm like Meghan Markle, it's all about me. I went on a holiday in Florida, and down in the Florida Keys as well, with a friend of mine from the UK. It was a scuba diving holiday. But in the evenings, we liked to go out, you know. We were youngish men then. We went to this sort of big club in Fort Lauderdale. But here's the kicker. For us, it was $7 to get in. For the locals, it was $3. But there was a lot of femmes in there, you all dressed up to the hilt. And it was the usual game, you know, you had to chat with them and whatever, buy them a drink. And usually ended up getting drunk and getting nowhere. So one night we were going to go out again. Then we did all the scuba diving during the day, and then the evenings sort of came around. And I just kind of told my friend that he'd have to leave for a little while. And he asked me why. I said because I've got a femme of the night coming round. I'd made a few phone calls. So he got ready to go out in the evening, and I said I'd meet him down at the bar at the bottom of the beach there. Sure enough, the femme came round. She was very nice. And we did the business. And she gave me a lift, actually, down to the bar where my friend was. In her convertible. So then I met my friend, we had a few drinks, and then we went to the clubs again. But I was in a different mood. I was just having a good time and drinking. Of course, my friend was still trying to pull. Of course, he wasn't successful. Of course, the way the modern femme is today, without any feelings or any caring at all, you may as well go with a femme of the night. At least you're going to get what you want. You see, all I did was cut the middle guy out, if you know what I mean. But for guys everywhere, that's just the way it is. Femmes cost money. And really, when you think about it, sex is never free. And femmes put a word on it like, oh, romantic. Like paying for a sort of three-course meal for a candlelight. But what is that? Well, it's money. And of course, there's one other thing that a male saves if he goes with a femme of the night. And that's his time. Look how much time males spend on just getting sex from a femme. Of course, there's those guys who say, oh, I don't need to go with a femme of the night. Do you think he's getting it free? Oh, I don't make a habit of going with femmes of the night. That was just an experiment of mine. But for males on this planet anyway, femmes are never free.
Hello there, darling. How are you?
I can give you anything you want.
Yeah. How much?